The coronavirus pandemic has had an unexpected effect on Catholic schools statewide. While some families could no longer afford the tuition, others enrolled for the first time. Part of the reason, as WBUR's Carrie Young reports now, is that Catholic schools have fully reopened for in-person learning.
Good morning, good morning.
St. Peter's Catholic School in Cambridge is busier this fall than it's been in years.
Have a good day, thank you.
At 7:30 on a recent morning, it doesn't take long for a line of cars to form. One by one, kids in blue and green plaid uniforms say goodbye to their parents and head inside. Most have their masks on, but a few need some gentle reminders.
Hey, Jay, would you need to pull that up a little bit so it's covering your nose? Perfect, man. Thank you.
The parents and kids here seem really excited to be back in this routine.
Have a great day. Take care. Bye.
About 180 kids are enrolled at St. Peter's School right now, and a third of them are brand new. Principal Pat Boyden says most of those families were drawn in because this school and most of the Catholic schools in the area are offering 100% in-person learning this fall.
I think for a lot of students, particularly only child household, just being able to be around other kids again has been so important. And parents love that we're just building community.
It felt like a really great fit for us.
Megan Litvinenko moved to Cambridge a couple of months ago. She started to enroll her two kids in the public school, but was disappointed that they wouldn't be able to be in school every day this fall.
It felt too influx for us, and that's why we decided to go the private route this year.
She acknowledges that just being able to afford the $7,000 tuition per child at St. Peter's is a huge privilege, but she's grateful to have it right now. For Litvinenko, the priority was stability. Her family is Catholic, but the religious education in school wasn't part of her decision. Enrollment in Catholic schools in Boston and nationwide have been steadily dropping since the 60s. Shortly after the pandemic hit, enrollment dropped even more dramatically, by about 5,000 students, or 16%. The Archdiocese closed 9 schools. But then things changed in July. Thomas Carroll is the superintendent of schools for the Boston Archdiocese.
I joke we should send a thank you note to the school districts because their tone deafness in terms of what the parents were looking for.
Carroll adds that the calls started pouring in right after state teachers' unions called for a remote start to the school year, arguing for things like improved ventilation and widespread COVID testing.
Literally the night that was announced, when it hit the evening news, our phones started ringing off the hook all across all of our 100 schools.
More than 4,000 students have since enrolled, almost making up for their losses in the late spring. The Archdiocese hasn't calculated how many of these are brand new students and how many had withdrawn and then re-enrolled, like Dylan Sinatis and his family.
COVID, it's affected my wife's job, and that's taken a big toll on our income.
His wife is a stylist at a hair salon in the Back Bay.
Our initial response was, hey, we just simply cannot afford for our son to attend this school any longer.
But Sinatis did manage to keep his son at St. Columbkill Partnership School in Brookline through a scholarship from the Catholic Schools Foundation in Boston. The group says they've seen an increase in demand since the spring. They raised $1 million last school year to keep up, and they're trying to raise even more. But while Catholic school leaders are happy to see this spike in interest, many, like Superintendent Thomas Carroll, say they're trying to keep this in perspective.
The influx of people coming to our school is basically allowing us to live to another day, if you will. We don't know whether all of those parents will stay or they're just making accommodation because they don't like the remote-only approach that a lot of school districts are taking. So we will see.
Carroll says he hopes that once families get in the doors, they'll like what they see and eventually want to stay. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.